we have a musical treat for you folks here. I'm facing from left to right. I hope I got these names right. Mike on bass, Dave on keyboard and percussion, Ben on mandolin, Jake on guitar, and Evan on banjo.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Got it right. That's the Thirsty River, folks. a bluegrass band that's going to be playing at the tavern tonight and tomorrow. And so we invited him to come in here and introduce you to the band and their music. So welcome to the Roadhouse, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Who wants to tell me where you got? You guys come from down cities way. Maybe trending a little toward the St. Croix River, I'm not sure, but yeah. Tell me a little bit about Jake. Where are you guys from?
So we say the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, the Twin Cities, but actually Ben, Evan, and I are brothers, so we grew up in Lakeville, Minnesota, and then Mike is from Bloomington, and David's from Wayzata originally. We say the St. Croix because I live in Hudson now, so just right across the border, obviously, but... That was kind of where we wrote a lot of our tunes, and that was what we ended up calling our first EP. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a number of tunes we had written while we used to practice and write songs together at Jake's place near the St. Croix River. We actually, in 3 weeks here, are releasing our second set of tunes by the name Waffles.
Waffles, that was Ben or Evan on banjo, brother Evan.
Guilty.
Banjo.
The name of the album's Waffles?
Waffles.
Yeah, the name is Waffles.
I love Waffles.
We're still under debate. There may be a period after the S in Waffles, or there may not. There's some of us agree.
Or there may be an exclamation point.
Or, yeah, that's not
you never know.
Could be that too, yeah.
That's never been thought of. These are ideas.
I like that a lot.
It is in all caps, I think. So.
Wow, and that's dropping next month, next week?
Yeah.
Very soon?
June 17th.
Month, yeah.
Wow. Yep. Nice. Yeah. Nice. That's got to feel nice.
Yeah, we're pretty excited.
Have you guys been up here before? You've been up at the North Shore?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were actually up at the tavern last summer, but it was kind of a last-minute deal. We had been wanting to get in, but half the weekend was filled. A lot of times Jeff down there likes to do two nights, I know, but we only ended up doing one last year, so it was kind of a quick in-and-out type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we loved it up here, so we're back.
Well, nice. Welcome back, and why don't you share with us a little tune to get us started here on your music.
All right, sounds good.
This one's on the new album.
This one's on the new album. This one's called Smile, and it's kind of a dark tune.
You guys write these tunes?
Despite the name of the song.
Is this a tune you guys
wrote? Yeah, this is, yep,
your
correct.
Own.
Smile. Smile, yep.
Smile. I got to get that right.
The period at the end.
The period?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, right. Maybe an exclamation point.
Edge of the river, 11 states killed, 45 gone, it's sinister. If you're walking on a lawn, beware, loose is a killer. Grounds of old St. Cloud, the town of Three Rivers. And it ain't harm and torture. If you're walking home alone, beware, the loose is a killer. If you're walking home alone, beware, the loose is a killer.
All right, The Thirsty River with Smiles from their new album, Waffles. With or Without.
That name is a winner. Did you guys work that on the focus groups?
Yeah, we did some focus groups.
White, you know, like whiteboards, you know, like markers. You know,
tried a bunch of different letters before they all came together.
Yeah, it was more just hours of arguments over text messages, actually.
Yeah,
you make it sound pretty cynical.
Simple, like, simple's always better, I think, is what we decided. So,
yeah, you made it sound like angry guys, Ben. I think it was more less arguments and more just like ridiculous jokes, and mostly Jake getting upset about it.
A lot of off track stuff.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Can't say I'm on.
Well, that tune, everybody. I think Ben, you didn't vocalize on that tune, but
I don't do too much singing. It's mostly these guys.
Once in a while, you do. But everybody else did, and Dave, that the drum effect there. Tell us about what that is. What it's you're playing there?
Just a standard floor tom, just a more of a tribal, you know, marching beat.
Yeah,
just something really eerie to kind of go with the whole vibe of the, right. the what the song's about. So
yeah, that was
cool. Kind of eerie, but it's pretty. It works out. So
yeah, it sounded really nice.
Yeah, thanks.
And Mike, the bass is that. An acoustic, I'm...
Yeah, you know, they call it an acoustic electric.
Acoustic electric,
it's got a pickup inside of it, yeah.
It looks like a large, long-handled guitar.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Just strung with bass strings, that's
probably. Yeah. Huh. Very neat. all right. What kind of... how often do you guys get together to work on your stuff and play gigs and so on? I mean,
We play quite a few
pretty regular
gigs. Yeah, I mean, we used to get together at least once or twice a week. Evan actually has moved to Chicago, so it's been less
that
now.
That makes it difficult.
Yeah.
More texting.
So the most we can, I guess, is the best answer, but since he's 6 hours away.
We tend to do things in spurts.
That's
these
Evan.
Days. I come back for a week, week at a time, month at a time. Yeah.
We're like a sprinter, not like a distance runner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. The, exactly. The kind of music is kind of sprinting music anyway. So
for I sure. like that. Can we quote you?
But you're writing most of all of your stuff, huh?
Yeah, Evan and I write most of the songs.
Yeah?
Yeah, we kind of just... like to mess
around. Brother Jake and Brother Evan.
Yep.
And
Brother Ben.
And Brother Ben. Yeah, I know it's Brother Ben. But.
Ben actually gave me one word in one song one time.
Brother Ben?
It's a true story.
Songwriting.
He's a good helper. Give Ben 10% everything I own.
Now, how about Mike and Dave over here who aren't in the family?
Yep.
What's that like?
You're getting a good view of it right
really
now,
awkward.
I think. But,
you're breaking up a lot of fights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have an even number, odd number, I mean, so that we can have kind of a breaking point where we can have a deciding factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we never agree. So
the brothers
then
will absolutely never agree.
Well, the flaw I see here in the arrangement is... you got the brothers all clustered together here, three of them together. Yeah. You could easily put yourselves between them.
Yeah, I don't know why we did it like this.
We should have thought about that.
But that's all right. It's not too long, so we'll manage.
It gets tiring after a while. We kind of want to distance ourselves.
you're quite happy being over there.
Yeah, this is fine for now.
The far left.
Yep.
That's Mike on the far left.
Yeah.
And
deep bass. You guys got to keep jamming though. You only got like a half hour left.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, we got it.
Let's get another one in.
Got to hear some more music.
What do we decide on, guys?
All right, this song is called "Out of My Mind."
Oh, all right.
I'm shocked.
Thank you.
cup of morphine.
Dick Swanson sitting here with Dave Terstig on WTIP coming from Grand Marais, and we are listening to the Thirsty River, a bluegrass band from down Twin Cities way. That was one of their own tunes. All of these are their own tunes, and that one was called Out of My Mind, is that
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote that one?
Me and Evan. I probably wrote more of it, but Evan
That's
definitely
Jake. Had some hand. Jake talking.
I'll give him that credit, yeah.
Wow, a compliment. No, not bad.
It's not even a compliment. It's just the truth.
We're making a lot of headway here.
Yeah, we're making a lot of progress.
That's all I'm looking for.
It's like
truth.
One of your siblings, I guess. You know,
therapy session.
Just group right. therapy here.
Yeah, no kidding. Everybody chimed in on the vocals except Ben. But he's got, he's right in the middle, you know, with his mandolin, which is a really cool instrument. He's got more strings than anybody else. I assume you get a little more pay than the rest of them.
Yeah,
sure.
If we got paid, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't let Ben in on the fact that you're getting paid.
Oh. No, we don't make any money.
Yeah,
Oh, you guys.
All right. No, that's a very neat instrument you're playing there, Ben.
Yeah, thanks.
What is it? I mean, tell me what. I mean, it's a mandolin, but I mean, yeah, what kind of mandolin is it?
MD-815, I think. Uh-huh.
Not tech specs, Ben. He's talking about, like, tell him about the instrument.
I don't know. It's got eight.
Don't care about the model number.
It's no, that's okay. You can tell me what the old model number. That's cool. Fine.
He was the shortest one in the band, so we thought, you know, we'd give him the smallest instrument.
You are a bully. You're a bad man.
No, smallest instrument that carries the tune as well as better than any of the other instruments, though, in some ways. So it's a fun instrument to have in a
Well, when we were going,
gotta have in a string band, huh?
All of us were playing guitar growing up, and you can't really have three guitars in a band, so we kind of had to branch off, and that's.
Well, you did well by it. I mean, we got a banjo, we have a guitar.
So naturally, they left me.
Hey,
just kidding.
Have you guys met our music man, Will Moore?
No.
Anybody know Will? Well, you'll probably meet him soon. Anyway, he left me a note. He must have studied up on you guys, heard something about you. And he says you got a song that mentions Cutface Creek? Is that for real?
Oh, yeah. Burns Like Coal.
Yeah, we do.
Oh boy!
Yeah, Will.
We haven't played in a little while.
We got a big
worried story behind that, though. I mean, can you give us a little more on that?
We just like coming up here and go to the try to go to the Boundary Waters every year, and we've done hikes there, and thought it was pretty.
The lyric was it was kind of a topic. Jake and I we discussed songwriting pretty frequently, and one we're like. One topic we're terrified of is a love song. Neither of us can really tackle that without it feeling like it's too cheesy or just like
or
giving us the cringer. I don't know.
Ew. The cringers.
I like that. But so that was probably the closest we ever got. And that line, I think it says, "Let our love Babylon like cut face creek." It's just kind of a visual imagery
well,
thing.
I think
it drives back and forth.
I think it came from, so David and I both went to college in Duluth a number of years ago, and Jake would come up and visit, and I think we were doing a camping trip on the North Shore and just saw Cut Face Creek, and I don't know.
That's Brother Ben.
Somehow talking. Worked it in.
Brother Ben. That's a fine story. Thanks for sharing that. Do you know that song? I mean, could you pull that out of the archives?
Guys, what are we thinking?
We could. I don't have the...
You don't have to.
I don't have the washboard for it, but we could definitely do it without it. It's no problem.
Oh, you gotta have the washboard.
Yeah, the washboard's killer. But.
You know,
it's kind of losing some effect from that, and you don't have a. You don't.
Skip
he doesn't
it.
Have a
capo, right?
I do have a capo, but.
you got something else in mind that you want.
Yeah, you know, right. You know what? We appreciate you guys looking into it. That's awesome. Me being in Chicago, I actually just got back on Tuesday this week.
Ooh.
And we didn't get a chance to practice that one. So
no, don't worry about it. Play some more off the waffles.
If it sounds like we're dodging it, then we are.
We are definitely dodging that song.
That's fine.
I think it'd be fine.
We'll keep the mystique.
What was the name of the tune?
Burns Like Coal.
Burns Like Coal. Yep. Okay. With a period? Or?
Should we just try it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt.
Sure.
Whatever.
As long as we're in the trust tree, there's no judging or anything.
Yeah,
super, circle of trust.
Super safe.
All right,
you're safe on the roadhouse.
Good. We let me take this while they're tuning up a little bit. I'll remind you that if you want to keep up on what's happening on the North Shore and in the Arrowhead, check out News at Noon every Monday through Friday here on WTIP. We'll bring you a roundup of what's important and timely on the North Shore, as well as breaking news and up-to-the-minute weather forecasts for our area. That's News at Noon, weekdays only on listener-supported WTIP.
All right.
Here we go. What are we going to play now?
We're going to bomb the song that...
We'll try it.
No, I'm kidding. We got this. I'm pretty optimistic.
What are we, Burns Like Coal now, or what?
Yeah.
It's called Burns Like Coal. This is
guys, right. You want to do the hand thing?
No. Definitely not.
Never mind. We'll leave that for the
it's
next
radio.
Show.
You can skip it.
Ready, Benny?
I'm ready.
western plains. I was born on the hills where the cattle graze. Found me a woman, strong and true, and I found me girl in you. And I ain't got a nickel to my name, and I ain't got the looks, girl, I ain't got the fame. But my heart, it is yours, yours to take as long as you'll be true. It's burning in my soul like an engine running on coal. Will you be my fuel, darling? Well, the water's colder than hell in this place, and the land it ain't kind to the female race. But my dear, as time wrinkles your face, so I promise that I'll be true. So let our love Babylon like cut face creek in the melting of spring from the snow blanketing. Let it roll over stones with some two speed to the banks of the endless sea. It's burning in my soul like an engine run on coal. Will you be my fuel, darling? Here we go.
That coal was really burning on that one.
Yeehaw music.
So I'm glad you guys did that one.
Thank you.
I mean, that would have been a shame to have withheld that from us.
We actually had a malfunction there.
Yeah, Evan's got some technical difficulties.
Uh-oh. So a banjo is not always called a technical instrument, but there's something. Some of you out there may know what a railroad spike is. A railroad spike is a kind of mechanism you use on a banjo for tuning up the fifth, the high string, if you use a capo. My spike just fell out, and so I was operating with that note.
I hate when that happens.
Did you fix it?
No.
Okay. Oh, good. That's good.
That's Evan. Nah.
Come
Evan
on down
the
to
banjo.
The tavern. Yeah. Watch it happen again.
It's a nice preview for it.
See it live.
Yeah.
Evan, did you get assigned the banjo by your brothers, or was that your choice when you switched from guitar?
I got to say, being the youngest, you don't often get to do cool stuff. But
wow.
But,
it's coming out.
Or be like the guy that does cool stuff first, but... I did that on my own.
You're going to take that credit.
That was me.
Hey, set himself up.
No kidding.
What better time to talk myself up than on the radio?
I guess, yeah. Take advantage.
Here's something, guys. Here's something. You know, you're playing at the tavern, and they got this fabulous new space upstairs.
Yeah.
Are you guys
we
like,
saw that
grand opening
yeah, debuting this? Are you premiering this space?
Yeah, we are. I guess so.
Whoop whoop!
Yeah, it's really cool.
Pretty
yeah.
excited about that.
Huh. Man, that's gonna be epic.
It's a beautiful space.
Hey, you guys should come down. It'll be fun.
Yeah, we check it out.
If not for us, just for the space. Check out the space.
Yeah.
Stay around for a while, maybe.
Go ahead. Come on down. Bring your earplugs and check out the space. Yeah. Get a beer.
Jeez.
We're talking new space at the tavern. The upstairs, well, the second floor.
New space, but enclosed space. Like new walls.
Yeah, I know.
Same space, new walls.
Yeah, you're not out in the...
No more free
degree.
Show for the folks that live like two blocks up.
Yeah, right.
Like me.
They had garage doors that opened up.
So they
do.
Show.
Yeah. Before we left, yeah. Nice.
Might be a little cool for that tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, it's actually the perfect night to debut the new indoor thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, if everybody's sweating in there like we hope they are, it'll be fine. It'll just kind of filter out.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Make them sweat.
You got the music to make that happen. Let's keep that up.
Sure.
All right, we got another one for you here from our new album Waffles, and this one is called Father Time. As soon as Evan's ready.
Evan is working on the banjo again. The railroad spike, he doesn't have one, so
we'll give him time.
Ready, Dave?
Yes, sir.
worrying thoughts. Dowdy, I will live out all my days. Joy used to get running wild when we were kids. We'd like smoke into the sky. With thoughts as you and I. The endless tick of time. Stay through the things I can't explain when it feels just like the world is caving in. And I know that I'm a coward, oh, but in your darkest hour, well, I like to think that I can rise above. Then I'm brought back down to earth by the smallest problems burr. Well, then around and around inside my head I go.
The Thirsty River once again, Dave.
Tasty.
Yeah.
How'd you come up with that name, Thirsty River?
Well, it's pretty simple.
We're thirsty a lot.
Anything to do with Cutface Creek? No.
We got that covered.
I guess it could. I live by a river in the St. Croix River, and literally it's as simple as one day we were out of beer.
Nice.
Also wasn't taken too, so that was a plus.
We should say that we kind of like tweaked it a little bit after where we couldn't really agree on changing a name, and yep, we tried a bunch of different things and it just wasn't jiving. We went back to the Thirsty River, back to the original.
Yep. So it kind of just stuck then, I guess. Mm-hmm. Maybe like I don't know, like a lot of bands come up with their names and then they're like, oh, well, why did we do that? But no, it's
it's
a good name.
Like One Direction. Yeah, if you've ever heard their story, it's fantastic.
Yeah, we're very similar to that.
Never heard of them.
We consider our sound to be identical, too.
What's a One Direction?
Just
well, that's that. Right. That's a great river.
It is.
St. Croix. So yeah.
We have fun doing it, so.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. No doubt. So we got 7 o'clock coming up. Small change. Can't be over.
But there's time for another.
Time for the big outro, I think.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Big jam.
Did we plan another one?
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Could I relate to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or we could play Waffles since we've been talking about Waffles.
Yeah,
let's do that. We'll do Waffles.
Waffles, the title of the album is Waffles.
So we got a song named Waffles as well.
Yeah.
And this is it. And I'm just going to touch it. That's what the fifth.
The Thirsty River Band, the bluegrass band from down St. Croix River way.
I woke up this morning after a heavy night of drinking. And I was gone thinking. I got waffles on my mind.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Pour me some more whiskey, pour me some more wine. Getting pretty close to losing control of my mind. Oh, take a shot of rum. Come on, let's get drunk and have a. When I was a boy, my father said to me, show me man's great masterpiece. You can call it habit, you can call it vice, but I'm bringing me this whiskey for a hell of a good time. Oh, that river, and I.
Take her back.
Mm-hmm.
advice, but I'm bringing me this whiskey for a hell of a good time. Oh, that river and I. Whiskey for a hell of a good time. Oh, that river and I. Said, oh, that river and I.
That's a hit.
All right, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's going to be on the new album.
That sounds like Angels
Printing
Money. We call
it albums anymore. And I want to note for our listeners that Ben was singing on that one too.
Really? Yeah. I didn't catch that. Yeah, behind the monitor.
Ben's debut. There, yeah.
And he played the mandolin feature. Yeah, that was a good one for Ben.
That's why it sounded so good.
Waffles. With a period or without. Well, maybe that's the Thirsty River Band. Thank you guys so much for coming in here and
Hope you
enjoy your gigs at the tavern and break in the new space up there. Anything else you guys want to talk about or promote or whatever? Your last shot at it. When is your album coming?
Open mic.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
How about a round of applause for the radio station here.
WTFD. All right. Thank you.
These guys are doing good work.
No,
thanks
again.
Us
yeah,
today.
This is great.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We can give a shout out to Jeff and John.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
Look at this. We got an encore producer in the house. Ann Posse is insisting we play one more. Why not? We got 8 minutes to go. Can you play us a 6 minute?
Yeah, for sure we can.
You got one?
Yeah. You know what? You convinced us.
We can't use up the whole 8 minutes, but
6 minutes.
Give us a good five or six. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are so good. You got to keep playing. So one last hit. From
what are you gonna do?
River.
All right, this song is actually from our St. Croix sessions, and this is called "I Relate to You."
Way.
slam. Highwayman, take my hand. Lead me to the promised land.
There you are, folks. The Thirsty River going to be playing tonight at 8:30 at the Tavern, and tomorrow night likewise. And that one, that song featured almost everyone on vocals. Even the non-brothers, Mike and Dave over there, were vocalizing, backup vocals. That was really nice. That's a good tune. And that's off their St. Croix Sessions album. So thanks again, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.